The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, scientists reversed aging in mice. What could that mean for us humans?
Tony Kornheiser, 50 more years of PTI is what it means.
Yeah, baby, how about
that's
that?
That's what it means.
How about that?
If you can reverse age in mice, you can reverse age in us.
Man.
50 more years will be like Benjamin Button's family. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Aaron Rodgers returns to the Packers. Gonzaga puts its number one ranking on the line, and Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic put up some large numbers. But we begin today with a blockbuster trade that will send Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos and will move Drew Locke, tight end Noah Fant, defensive lineman Shelby Harris, and five draft picks, including two firsts and 2 seconds, to the Seattle Seahawks. Denver had been looking to upgrade itself at quarterback, and Wilson had been publicly unhappy in Seattle. Wilbon, what do you make of this trade?
Well, Tony, Denver's going for it now. We see this, you know, we saw this last year, of course, with the Los Angeles Rams. And it worked. They said, we're going for it now. Draft picks, schmaff picks. We're going for this right now. And it worked for them. I mean, it worked to the highest degree. Something like that can work. And so Denver, I'm not saying Denver's looking at the Rams, because Denver probably already had these thoughts. They're looking around, figuring out who they can put at quarterback, which is obviously the most important position in sports in America. And they look at Russell Wilson, who's 33 years old, and they got to figure, okay, he's got 3 or 4 really great years potentially left in him. We've got position, skill position players. We got backs. We got tight ends. We got receivers. We got an offensive line. We got all the stuff that Russell Wilson can plug into and be a major success. Yeah. Let's go for this now. Now, Seattle, look, I understand the picks. They're going to need to have those picks hit. Because right now, they still don't have a quarterback. I don't care who they got in the trade, Drew Locke. They still don't have a proven quarterback. So Seattle's starting over. And they know they're starting over. But they won. They should have won two. Two with Russell Wilson. They blew one. And that's, you know, sort of too bad for them and that legacy.
Yeah, so I agree with everything you've said. I mean, I'm not going to talk much about Seattle because now they're in total rebuild, which is fine. You just don't know if Pete Carroll is going to stick around for the entire rebuild.
No,
you don't know about that. But I'll talk about Denver. Every time I turned on a Denver game this year, whoever was doing the game would say the same thing. They say this team is loaded and all it needs is a quarterback. Now, my feeling was that they thought they had a shot at Aaron Rodgers. When they signed Nathaniel Hackett, who was Rodgers' offensive coordinator at Green Bay, and we all thought Rodgers was unhappy and thinking of moving, and I'm sure he was thinking of moving, that they figured, okay, we'll get him. But probably what happened was this trade was percolating for a while, and probably Hackett found out through his relationship with Rodgers that Rodgers wasn't going anywhere, so he pulled the trigger on this. Russell Wilson has the same amount of Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers. He's not as good as Aaron Rodgers. He's on the next step down, but that's a high step on the ladder. He's a really good quarterback, and he was publicly unhappy for 2 years. His agent came out last year in the offseason and gave Seattle a list of 4 different teams that he would go play for happily. Denver was not on the list at that time. Russell Wilson badmouthed his offensive line all over America. And then publicly, Mike, he would say, oh, no, I love it here. I'm a hawk. But privately, he was saying, get me out of here. So now he's out of there. The analogy to the Rams is good. But, and I'll just point this out, Russell Wilson has left the hardest and best division in the NFC for the hardest and best division in the AFC. Because you got Justin Herbert, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Derek Carr. I mean, he's going from the frying pan to the fire. But to me, this is a good move for both teams.
Well, yeah, Tony, and you know what? Great athletes don't worry about what division they're going to. They just don't. I mean, I learned that a long time ago interviewing guys. Because first of all, they think they're the best. That's how they got to be in that position, in that respective sport. And also, stuff changes. We see, you know what? The NFC East used to always seem to be the best. And they have
not
been
now.
Stinkola for years. So these things change.
Yeah, but
they're fluid.
The NFC West has 3 playoff teams. That's a big deal.
Yeah,
another big-name quarterback news. Since I mentioned Rodgers, we have the end of the Aaron Rodgers speculation. He will reportedly stay in Green Bay for the largest contract in football history. The NFL Network says it's $200 million over 4 years with $150 million guaranteed. Rodgers says the reported numbers are off and he hasn't signed a contract, but yes, he will be back. So we're no longer wondering where Rodgers will go. He will not go. Wilbon, what does this mean for the Packers?
It means the Packers stay the Packers. I mean, I worry about what it means for my ears. It means that we can have, like, networks full of analysts stop begging Rodgers to make up his mind. Oh, please, Aaron, make up your mind so we can have breaking news. We don't. This is the breaking news, I guess, except it's not breaking news. He's staying in Green Bay. It's breaking news if he had taken his talents to South Beach or somewhere. If he had taken his talents elsewhere, Denver, wherever. He's not taking his talents anywhere. So they remain the Green Bay Packers. That's it. I mean, to me, you know, this is the most overstated thing in the world because we don't care about the money. Whatever Aaron Rodgers makes, we think, I know I speak for you, he's earned. Even though he's only been in one Super Bowl, he has still earned it. He's one of the top performers. He's elite, to use the favorite word of all these analysts. So, yeah, so he'll stay at Green Bay. He will be surrounded by people who will now die for the next 3 to 4 years to surround him with the kind of team he needs to go to the Super Bowl again, lest he badmouth them or threaten to leave like he does every so often, particularly the last few years. But this, okay, Aaron Rodgers is staying with the Packers. Whoop-de-doo.
Well, I think it is, I personally think it is a big deal, and I think the first thing that is clear about the Packers is that they wasted a lot of draft picks to move up to get Jordan Love, because he's not getting anywhere near the field unless Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. The second point I'd make about the Packers is that Rodgers won. He got the Packers to care about what he cared about. He got the Packers to keep the ball in his hands in critical situations. He got the Packers to say, we're sorry for what we did. And he got the Packers to pay him a tremendous amount of money. So I think he won. And good for him and good for Pat McAfee, his official media outlet. That's fine. But now, Mike, the onus is on Rodgers.
Yeah.
And two things stand out to me.
Rodgers.
One is he has to repair the damage he did to himself and his popularity with that entire COVID obfuscation. And more importantly, he's got to win in the playoffs, Mike. He's got one Super Bowl. He can have all the MVPs in the world, and I think he's got five. They don't matter if you only have one Super Bowl. And in the playoffs, he's
four
been
MVPs,
an ordinary 500 quarterback.
Yeah.
He's 11-10. All right, so he's got to win more Super Bowls, or else when he is inducted in Canton, it will have a sort of an empty feeling because he won't be in the conversation of the greatest quarterback of all time with one. He'll be in the conversation for underachiever at that point because he's great, but it's great for the Packers.
Let's move to college basketball. Hold on.
Huh?
I don't think the COVID affair matters at all because these things have a
shelf life
of a minute and a half. No one will care
because
people only care about football and waving their big foam number one fingers. Aaron Rodgers will go into next year and people will say, oh, did that actually happen? And what will matter is the second half of your case in that he's got to win some playoff games.
No, I disagree.
I don't think it'll matter at all.
I think there's a carryover effect on him and a carryover effect on Phil Mickelson. I think when you do something that is perceived as scandalous,
Phil Mickelson's a different deal.
You got to outrun it.
They don't equal each other to me.
Let's move to college basketball. There are five more automatic bids to be decided today in the Atlantic Sun, the Northeast, the Horizon, the Summit, and in the marquee West Coast Conference Championship, we have number one Gonzaga versus number 17 St. Mary's. They met just 10 days ago when St. Mary's won. Wilbon, how much will you downgrade Gonzaga if they lose again tonight?
I'm not going to downgrade them, because downgrade them for what? Who's going to get upgraded? We don't even know yet. Now, this game is being played in, you know, metropolitan Las Vegas, so it's a neutral site game. It's not being played at St. Mary's, which is an unbelievable home court advantage. So Gonzaga doesn't have to face that. I like the neutral court situation, Tone. I think this is a game, one that I will check into. But I'm not going to downgrade them if they lose. Are they still going to be the best team in the country going into the tournament? Arguably, yes. Arguably. So what am I going to do, downgrade them to two? Who's unarguably better than them? Duke? No, they're just coming off a double-digit loss at home to North Carolina. So no, there's nobody out there. Baylor? I mean, you know, you can look around and you can pick a little bit of a hole. And I think that, like the NFL season, when you didn't know who was going to win, the glory of March Madness and the start of it is, I just look at these games, Tone. I don't even know who's in all of them. And the ball is in the air at the buzzer. It is so great to see that. This is the best part of March Madness. I'm sort of afraid of that with the conferences being what they are and teams coming and going. But I like Gonzaga 1 going in.
Let me tell you who's in the games tonight, in case you don't know and other people don't know. Let me tell you. Let's go through the geography. The Atlantic Sun has Jacksonville against Bellarmine, which is in Kentucky. And I don't know about you, but when I think of the Atlantic Sun, I don't really think about Kentucky. But that's just me. The Northeast is at least teams from the Northeast. It's the Battle of the Islands. Bryant from Rhode Island, Wagner from Staten Island. The Horizon is Wright State and Northern Kentucky. And the Summit is all Dakota. North Dakota State at South Dakota State, and South Dakota State, the Bison and the Jackrabbits. Pop quiz for you right now.
Okay.
Where is Wright State?
Ohio.
Good. Shout out to Orville and Wilbur. Yes, Wright State is in Ohio. I'll be brief
Midwest,
about Gonzaga.
Midwest, baby, my
brief.
People, the Midwest.
If Gonzaga loses twice in 10 days to the same team, they will be downgraded a little. By that, I mean they will not be the overall number one seed. They'll still be a one seed.
Okay, that's fine.
I pick against them every year, Mike, because I think their conference is weak,
yeah.
And I think it inhibits their ability to win 5 hard games in a row.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that this year because there's no great team out there. They've got a squad. They can, if they get to the Final Four, it'll be the third time in 5 years.
They might be
that's
the great
right.
team.
Yeah. And that's enough seasoning to win. So yeah. For the first time, I'm not picking against them. And I've been right every other time. Let's take a break.
Nice
coming up, Greg Popovich, your boy, ties a big NBA record.
Yeah, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back. You're not as flexible as you used to be.
I got long arms,
2 pound weights, though. Bryson DeChambeau decides to sit out the players, Tone. We're going to talk about what that means.
Big day, NFL quarterback. Big day. Rodgers and Wilson.
For one. For Rodgers, if you're counting his money, he's just staying in Green Bay.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It's time to exchange words with Wilbon. What's first?
Greg Popovich tying Don Nelson's record for NBA coaching wins is blank.
It's satisfying. No knock on Don Nelson, but he did not win a championship, I don't believe, as a coach.
He did not.
And Popovich has won 5 championships as a coach. The only people with more are Phil Jackson and Red Auerbach, if I'm not mistaken. Look, Popovich isn't necessarily the best coach of all time. You'd have Auerbach, you'd have Phil, you'd have Pat Riley in that conversation, but he belongs in that company. He's won the five titles. He's won an Olympic gold. And I think he's now got his winning percentage, Mike, is 658, which is really high. He's got 1,335 wins. He's going to get more this year. He's 73. It's a great age. He's got energy like most 73-year-olds do. Maybe he'll come back. The thing about it is he's more than 300 ahead of the current active leader, Doc Rivers. For Doc to catch him, if he stopped today, Doc would need 6 years of 50 wins.
At least,
that's
yeah.
a hike, Mike. Yeah. That's a hike.
And that's why my word is hefty. I mean, this is an incredible mark, Tony. The coaches you mentioned the guys who comprise my Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches. I mean, you got to go Phil, Red Auerbach, Pat Riley, and now Pop. He's won five.
Yep.
I mean, he did, and I understand. It's largely the same group of players, and it morphed, and it started with David Robinson and then, you know, included Tim Duncan, and you added Ginobili and Parker, you know, after you had 5-0, 5-0. This is a great achievement. Greg Popovich, you can't tell, and this is one of my measurements. Can you tell the history, the story of the history of the NBA, Avery Johnson, without a chapter, a full chapter on Greg Popovich? No, you cannot. And internationally, Tone, the way they selected players and brought them along, Greg Popovich, very, very, very noteworthy coach, and then beyond that, too.
Next.
It's blank that Bryson DeChambeau withdrew from the Players' Championship.
It's curious. I know that he's injured. I know he said he took a fall the week of the Saudi golf tournament. I'm curious about how you come back physically when you've remade your body, when you've added a lot of weight, when you've added a lot of muscle, when you swing out of your shoes. It's such a violent swing. I don't know, Mike, what the shelf life is for staying healthy. I don't know if that's sustainable to be built like that and playing golf. But I'm even more curious about the statement that DeChambeau made to Golf Week when he said, and I'm quoting here, getting ready for something big, many plans in the works. What does that mean? Is that the Saudi Golf League? DeChambeau had said he was staying with the PGA Tour, quote, as long as the best players in the world, unquote, were there. Does he know something that we don't know? Is the Saudi Golf League not dead? So I'm curious about him.
You know, Tony, I understand that. And my word is foreshadowing for a couple of reasons. One is the physicality. I mean, we've been able to look at that swing, talk about wrists and back, and he's got problems with both of those. You knew that. It's like looking at Tiger when he was 21 years old saying, and there's so many golfers, many of which we knew, at the time said, oh, my God, his back and his knees, he's not going to be able to. And those were exactly the body parts that suffered. In DeChambeau's case, it's physicality. How long can he last? And this entire thing about the rest of this week, Tony, this was the week that the Saudis originally had prepared to sort of announce, you know, their takeover of the world. Well, it seems less than that. But DeChambeau, I mean, you never know what he's up to. And there are people who thought that he was pretty cozy and was going to, you know, cast his lot with the Saudi golfers anyway. So with the golf officials anyway. So let's see where that's going. But foreshadowing is my word.
That's the final word. We'll take one last break, but still to come, Chattanooga makes the NCAA tournament on an unlikely shot. Unlikely, yes.
Unlikely, yeah. That's one word.
Yes.
Did Joel Embiid or Nikola Jokic have the more MVP-like night last night? These guys are great.
I'm curious about the Saudi Golf League now. I thought it was dead. Maybe it's not dead.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 57th birthday, Kenny Smith. He's been on the TNT show Inside the NBA for so long, people may have forgotten Kenny Smith was in the NBA. After being an All-American guard at North Carolina playing for Dean Smith, the New York City native was the number 6 overall draft pick in 1987 by Sacramento. Smith averaged 13 points and 6 assists over 10 years for the Kings, the Rockets, the Hawks, and briefly for the Pistons, Orlando, and Denver. Smith's best years were in Houston with Hakeem Olajuwon, where he was on 2 NBA champions. The TNT show is, of course, fabulous. It has won 15 Emmys over the years, 6 of which we should have gotten because they won for Best Daily Sports Show, and they weren't daily except in the playoffs. Come on, we kid because we love. I imagine the only thing that makes Kenny happier than being on that show is UNC pounded Duke over the weekend.
You know, every so often, teams, as they should, they contact Kenny Smith, who is a brilliant basketball mind, and they interview him. You know, and they think about bringing him in to be the GM, and Kenny considers it. And I always, sometimes I get to see him in person. And I say, no, because your life should not depend on wins and losses. We need to be entertained and informed by you. And Kenny, you know, blows me off. But so far, he has resisted. You can't break that foursome up. Love seeing Kenny Smith on that show all the time for years.
Happy anniversary, Dak Prescott. On this day last year, the Cowboys and their star quarterback agreed to a 4-year, $160 million deal with $95 million guaranteed, and our great national nightmare was over because Dak Prescott had gotten paid. Prescott no longer had to depend on soup commercials and mattress commercials for income, and First Take had to scramble to find another topic they could do every single day. Fortunately for First Take, Prescott's health could be debated every day as he had shoulder and ankle problems. But when he got on the field, he was really good. He set a franchise record with 37 touchdown passes, and he had only 10 interceptions. Cowboys finished 11-5, won the NFC East, but were immediately eliminated from the playoffs by the Niners. Nonetheless, Get Up will continue to talk about them as probable Super Bowl contenders, and Wilbon and I will keep watching.
Yeah, so there's no Dak, there's no to beg for, there's no Rodgers to beg, period. You don't even have Russ out on the West Coast. What are they going to do? What's every other show on the network except this one going to do? Which quarterback are they going to obsess over and beg next? I guess we'll find out starting tomorrow.
Happy trails, Furman. The Paladins were up 63-61 in overtime over Chattanooga with 4.3 seconds left for the automatic bid from the Southern Conference. Mike Bothwell had put Furman ahead with a layup. Rather than call timeout, Chattanooga inbounded the ball to David Jean-Baptiste, who dribbled to his left to just past midcourt, and while being tightly guarded, went up with a jump shot. Not a heave, a real shot. It went in swish, game over. Furman players fell to the floor in shock. Jean-Baptiste took off his shirt and ran around the court deliriously, and as they say, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Oh my God, these things are so incredible. This week, this may be the highlight of March Madness. I guess not. Next week should be great too. But we don't know how many times we're going to get that scene. And in these conference tournaments, Tony, it seems like we get them every night. Can't wait to see what tonight yields.
So glad to see that you like Champ Week. Quick to the big finish. Joel Embiid had 43 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 blocks against the Bulls. Nikola Jokic went 32, 15, and 13 against the Warriors. Who's your MVP?
Embiid narrowly right now. I mean, Jokic, this is fluid. Jokic could pass him, but Embiid. Draymond Green says he plans to return Monday night versus your Wizards. Big deal.
Yeah, they're sinking, the Warriors. They've lost 5 in a row. They need him.
They do.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that Georgia is planning to say goodbye to Tom Crean at the end of the season. Does that make sense?
Man, after a 6-25 season, 1-17 in the conference? Maybe so, Tom. The Patriots released linebacker Kyle Van Noy. You surprised with that move?
Bill Belichick knows defense better than anybody. I won't be surprised if Van Noy comes back because he's come back before. Last one. Will the Nets snap their 4-game losing streak tonight at the Hornets?
You know how LeBron the other night said the Lakers won out of desperation? He was accurate. Brooklyn, they're at that point too. They better start winning out of desperation. I think they will tonight.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. Julio Maldonado, there are too many mascots back here. I thought you liked me. Mascots.
Yeah,
you know
get rid
I
of
hate
them.
These mascots. Huh?
Get rid of them.
What we got
get rid of them.
Here?
It's Champ Week.
Here's Sports
it's
Center.
It's Champ
Championship Week.
Week.